Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Vinny B, episode 55 of They Still Live It Out. Check it out on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Ring the notification bell. Help me grow that audience just like this one. I know it's not motorsports, but it's talk show, and we talk about everything. And it's hosted by Jeff Sandor, who played Dale Earnhardt in the CMT miniseries NASCAR: The History of Speed. He made his first appearance on this show to promote that. And we've been buds ever since, so. Anyway, the seasons are winding down. ARCA has called it an end of the year. So that only leaves NHRA, which was off this week, and NASCAR, which was off this week, Xfinity and Cup, which were out at Kansas. So, let's see how the ARCA series wraps up. They were out at Kansas as well. 100 laps. For a total of 150 miles. And the guy who took the checkered flag isn't the guy who's won a lot of races there, believe it or not. Nick Sanchez takes his first ARCA Series win. Ty Gibbs, who is, if you follow him throughout ARCA, Xfinity, you got to keep an eye on this guy. Yes, he's Joe Gibbs' grandson, but Coy Gibbs' son, but yes, and he has good equipment, but you still got to be able to drive the good equipment. My question is, you know a good driver when they could do good in not so good equipment. But it's neither here nor there. That's weird. I can go down to the top four. So we have Nick Sanchez with the win. Ty Gibbs, who started from the pole, with second. Corey Haim was third. Drew Dollar was fourth. The number 46 car, no name on it, was fifth. Let me just see who's all down the line there. I wonder if it's Tanner Gray, because the car is owned by Johnny Gray. But I'm not going to make that. I don't even see him in the field. Anyway, Chris Wright the sixth. Seventh, Kyle Sieg. Eighth, Dean Thompson. Ninth, Raja Karuth. And rounding out the top ten is Parker Chase. Let's see, Tony Breidinger, the young lady, I guess, riding there, drives for Venturini, only female in the field, was 16th out of 24 drivers. Two cautions for 21 laps. Pretty clean race. Average speed, 120.48. Well, say 120.5 miles an hour. 48. What the hell is a couple of one hundredths of a second mile an hour? Pole speed, 176.6. Two lead changes. Margin of victory, it was a close one, 0.146 seconds. Leaders were two lead changes amongst three leaders. Okay. Ty Gibbs led the first 50 laps, or the first 99 laps. Corey Heim led lap 100, and Nick Sanchez led the last couple laps. Okay. The flag breakdown, yellows were on lap 51 and lap 95. The 46 car got the free pass on the last caution, which was the fifth place finisher. Wow. Only five vehicles didn't finish the race. Let's check and see who won the championship. Obviously, it's a no-brainer here. Ty Gibbs takes the ARCA Series crown. Had 10 wins, 19 top fives, and 19 top tens, which top fives equate to top tens. Corey Heim finished second with 6 wins in the 20 races. They're the only two I see that have competed in every race. So everybody else did not run the whole season. So two guys won 20 races. And Ty Gibbs takes the championship trophy. Corey Heim second. Nick Sanchez third. Thad Moffitt fourth. Brad Smith fifth. D.L. Washington sixth. Drew Dollar seventh. Taylor Gray, maybe that was Taylor Gray, not Tanner Gray. Was eighth, Kyle Sieg ninth, and Jesse Love wound up tenth. The two ladies ran 9 of the 20 races, and 11th, Gracie Trotter, and 13th, Tony Breidinger. Any other ladies in the field? None that I could see. It's a long list, though. Even Kenny Schrader ran a couple of events. If it is, it's too far down the line. Anyway, let's hear from our ARCA Series winner, Nick Sanchez, and our newly crowned champ. Start with Nick.
Okay, everybody, we're going to be starting here with tonight's race winner, Nick Sanchez. So you want to make your way over to the press conference room. We'll get started momentarily.
Wow, the press conference room. Not stuck in a truck.
And we are now joined by the winner of tonight's Reese's 150 in the ARCA Menard Series, Nick Sanchez, driver the number 2 for Rev Racing. Nick, wow, what a way to conclude the 2021 ARCA Menard Series season with the first win.
Yeah, you know, it's, I would say, pretty surreal, and I feel like there was many other times this year we should have been in victory lane, and, you know, I'm just glad we were able to cap off the season.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Nick, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We're going to start with Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Nick, congratulations on the win. I just want to, you know, Tyler Green is one of the best in the industry as far as working with young drivers and helping them set up restarts and making passes, and especially side drafting. Can you talk about what the craft that Tyler had taught you, especially on that last restart?
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, what he's doing is an art, and I probably wouldn't be here without him. You know, I feel like, you know, the current Cup package is really relatable to the ARCA package, so he obviously has experience every Sunday with it. And, you know, it's all restarts, just like our series. So, you know, spotter is very important because, you know, there's a lot of other things that go into it, you know, blocking runs. And, you know, I feel like that last restart we executed perfectly, and he definitely guided me through it. it was my first time, obviously, but yeah, big props to him.
Additional questions for tonight's race winner? We're going to go to Sterling here.
Sterling Price with KCOU. Nick, obviously you've been competing in ARCA for a couple of years now. Has it really sunk in yet that you've won your first ARCA race?
No, not at all. You know, I guess most of the time people win, you know, they're kind of expecting it. You know, I'm not saying we didn't deserve it, but, you know, I was running second, third all night. You know, I really had no shot at the 18, but, you know, that last restart, I honestly don't know how we did it, but if we did it, and it just feels so good to get it.
Justin
Palmer, Columbia, Missouri. And obviously you came into tonight's race, or the final six laps, I should say, pretty far behind Ty Gibbs. What was going through your mind as the laps were winding down in a race that was fairly clean through and through?
Yeah, you know, my main goal was to get to second place before that last caution. I feel like we had a pretty good long car, long run car compared to Corey. And I felt like we were closing in. It was going to be close, but, you know, that last caution, honestly, I wasn't that happy it came out because it opened a door for Drew and others to, you know, challenge me. But, you know, I never – ironic, but, you know, it worked out in our favor.
Mr. Harry.
Harry Loomis, Griffin Media. Nick, the Xfinity race early today came down to a late restart.
Hey, good job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey,
what was that? Yes, appreciate it. Congrats to you.
The Xfinity race ended with Ty getting a good restart and getting past Austin Cindric for the win there. Was there anything, were you watching the race pretty intently? Was there anything you really took away from that to kind of take the ARCA race?
Yeah, obviously, you know, restarts open opportunity in any series. But, you know, Xfinity is a lot different, you know, because I feel like, you know, less aerodynamics involved. I feel like, you know, that restart in Xfinity, I don't know if I would have been able to win. But obviously, you know, what I watched in the race earlier is kind of where the track went. And I feel like that helped me. You know, I was one of the first to move up to the top and able to pass Corey there and make up some time. So I feel like, you know, watching that race definitely helps with changing track conditions.
Go next to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Nick, reaching this, you know, monumental moment for your career at this point, what do you think back on in terms of your journey just to this point? I know obviously there's still more to go, but what kind of comes to mind and the journey just to getting here?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, opportunity, you know, I've been at the right place at the right time, and obviously, you know, being a part of the NASCAR Draft Diversity Program allowed me to even get here. But, yeah, you know, like I said, opportunity, you know, this year, you know, Rev, you know, trusted me in running the National Series, the ARCA Series. You know, that's a big step for our team, you know, running the tracks like Daytona, Talladega, Kansas. And, you know, these are the tracks that matter in my career. You know, if I make it to Cup, you know, I'll race here. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, if I could pick a track to win, it would definitely be Kansas. And, you know, I think, you know, the word of my career would be opportunity. I've gotten a lot of that.
Also, in knowing in a little bit of your background, you were doing a go-kart racing at one point, but I'm curious about how tough it was to kind of find something to do in terms of racing at a lower level. Not everybody's situation is different, but I know in talking with Raj in the past that even though he was in the D.C. area, it was really tough to kind of find any type of racing, and that was a challenge for him. What was that like? How much, you know, how much out of the way did your family have to go so you could do that kind of stuff just to have – the beginnings of this?
Yeah, you know, I'm growing up in Miami, you know, I raced carts with more of the international scene, so, you know, everything was formula cars or, you know, road to F1 or road to Indy. I did not know a legend car existed or really anything outside of a Cup or Xfinity car. I did not know they even existed. Didn't have a local short track to go to even get started. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, ironic how we found, you know, most people find short track racing and then they find someone like Rev Racing. It was opposite. You know, I found Rev and, you know, with that I was introduced to late models and legend cars. But, you know, we obviously had to move from Miami to North Carolina to even be able to race in an oval. You know, there's probably no short track within a 6-hour, 7-hour vicinity of me in Miami. So, you know, my family definitely sacrificed a lot and had to move all the way up here to North Carolina for me to follow my dream.
All right, there you have first-time ARCA Series winner, Nick Sanchez. Let's hear what the newly crowned champ, Ty Gibbs, has to say about taking home that title. Pretty much dominating the field. And with 10 wins in 20 races. So you're batting 500 there. That's pretty impressive. So here's Ty on winning his first ARCA Series championship. He ain't going to stay there, though.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Good evening, everybody. We are now joined by the 2021 ARCA Menard Series National Champion and today's NASCAR Xfinity Series winner. That's got a nice little ring to it, doesn't it? Ty Gibbs. Congratulations, buddy. 10 wins.
Thank you.
And a championship.
Thank you, man.
Been a good year.
What a pleasure.
To say the least, I think it's been a good year. All right. Rather than let me talk, we will throw it out to members of the media, and we will start with Bob Ponkers, who has his hand up. Bob, we'll bring a microphone over to you.
Bob Ponkers, Fox Sports. Well, how would you describe this day?
Yeah, you know, it was a wonderful day. You know, I wish we could have won the race, but, you know, that's a part of it. And, you know, sometimes you're going to win. Sometimes you're going to lose these things at the end of them. But, you know, more importantly, we were, you know, big picture racing for the championship. That was more than any of them. And, you know, we came home with it. For sure, you know, it's definitely, you know, at the top, you know, like I said, like all my wins, I feel like, you know, a win is a win, and I feel like, you know, they're all the same level, but a championship, you know, it's above all this, and, you know, I've been very thankful, and I feel like blessed for, you know, all these wins, you know, for all the man above, and all glory to him, so it's just been awesome.
All right, we'll go right here to the, right in front of Bob.
Harry Loomis, Griffin Media. Ty, I was just wondering if Coach Joe Gibbs, if you've talked to him at all today and what his message has been.
No, I haven't talked to him at all yet, you know, but I got my mom here and my other side of my family, so, you know, it's really cool to have them here.
So it's going to be a little different for you because Coach usually comes. I know he's at home taking it easy today. How different is it to not have your grandfather here?
Yeah, you know, it's different, but, you know, I have the rest of my family here, so, you know, that means a lot. I have my mom here, and, you know, and I have, you know, a couple of close people to me, so it really means a lot.
And I know your dad actually had some other coaching duties today. He got drafted back into coaching, so have you heard from your dad today?
No, I haven't. You know, I haven't got my phone yet, but, yeah, he's coaching football. You know, he loves football since he's left, you know, Washington, so, you know, he coaches, like, 8-year-olds, and he loves it, and he really takes it seriously, so it's funny to see his, you know, competitive side come out. You know, everybody knows how quiet he is, so it's funny to see that.
Yeah, I have a feeling your phone's going to be blowing up here all night long. So we'll go back to Jerry Jordan. Jerry, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Ty, you know, when you started, people were watching your career and seeing just how good you are. And as good as you've shown yourself to be, now they're saying that you're a natural at this, that you're the real deal. And next year going into Xfinity, how does that make you feel looking at where you've been, where you're going? And you know, you got a championship, and you're moving on.
You know, first of all, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing at all next year at all. So nothing's been announced yet. You know, we're focused on right now, and that's more important than anything in the future. And you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you to, you know, all my partners. I wouldn't be here without, you know, everybody. And we, you know, it's a team deal, and you know, everybody puts it at it. And I feel like for me, I want to be one of the great race car drivers to ever live. And you know, that's what, you know, I feel like. Just keep my head down and keep working at it every week, you know, be the best person I can be.
All right, we will go next to Chris Knight. Chris, go ahead whenever you're ready.
ChrisKnight.com. Ty, I was just curious where you're going to put the ARCA Championship trophy, and are you ever going to turn it off?
Yeah, you know, hopefully the battery doesn't run out on it because it's going to be running for a long time. You know, I don't know yet. You know, I feel like I want to keep it with the team. You know, it's a team win, and, you know, there's no I in team. You know, there's the whole team, so. It's going to stay with them, and, you know, they worked for it, so it's their trophy. I'm just the driver. Yeah, it's super cool. No, I've never seen anything, you know, like it with lights, so it beats all of them. NASCAR doesn't have it.
I am all about the LED lights.
I think
pretty
it's
cool.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. So you mentioned your team. How how crucial is Mark McFarland, Hal Martin, your entire team? How crucial are all of those guys to your success this season?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Hal's my eyes in the sky, and Mark, you know, knows what I feel. I feel like, you know, him being as a race car driver kind of knows, I feel like, what helps. You know, he knows what I feel. And so I feel like we have a really good connection, same with my spotter. And, you know, it's those guys have, you know, helped me a lot and, you know, helped me, you know, transfer the driver I am today.
We have any other questions here from the media? We'll go up to Dustin Long here.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ty, what, in one sense, somebody on the outside could say it's almost been so easy this year with all the things that you've done. So when you have success, it's easy to kind of fall back into habits, per se.
For sure.
What's pushed you? How do you, when you win and have success, how do you push yourself to be better?
Yeah, you know, I feel like for me, like I said, I just feel like I'm not a confidence driver. I don't drive, you know, off of confidence. I feel like, you know, no matter how bad the weekend sucked or how good it was, you know, I feel like I just keep doing the same thing, and I feel like that's what helps me. And, you know, I feel like I just try to be as humble as I can. You know, there's times where I'm still learning. You know, I'm 19, so it's hard to learn in front of, you know, an audience and in front of millions. So, but, you know, for me, I keep my head down and keep working. I want to be, you know, like I said, I want to be the best person and best driver I can be. You know, I feel like, you know, once you, you know, get to a point where you're working hard, the world is your library, and I feel like I'm trying to read all the books I can.
So with this success, can you think back? Obviously, there's probably a lot of family involvement or family encouragement at one point to go into racing, but, you know, there was at some point you had to like racing before you went on this path.
Yeah,
for
sure.
What was that experience and journey? What was that experience like, and what do you remember?
Yeah, so I grew up racing bicycles, and I raced, you know, BMX, and I did that, and I liked that, and then I did, you know, road bikes and mountain bikes. I did that and competed in the nations and stuff, so I feel like I've always, you know, grown up in a competitive state. You know, nothing, I feel like, you know, no matter what people say, nothing for me was given. I feel like it's a fighting way, and it's a fighting life for me, and I feel like, you know, I had to go out there and, you know, do my job, and I work as hard as I can at it sometimes. I feel like I need to work at stuff, you know, like we all see, but, you know, I just, you know, the world's like my library. Like I said, I just, you know, want to work hard, and I want to be good.
There you have ARCA Series champion for 2021, Ty Gibbs. All righty, let's get into the main events of the weekend. We'll start with the Xfinity race for the 21st annual Kansas Lottery 300-mile event. Obviously, at 200 laps on a mile-and-a-half track. And taking the checkered flag, leading three times for 14 laps, not in the playoffs, is a rookie. Ty Gibbs, yes, the ARCA Series champion, takes the win. It's his fourth career Xfinity Series win. I think they're all this year. We'll have to check on the – he's not running for points, so – or he's not in the playoffs anyway. Austin Cindric, who is in the playoffs, was second. A.J. Allmendinger, third. Justin Haley, fourth. Ryan Sieg, fifth. Brett Moffitt, sixth. Michael Annett, 7th, 8th, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, 9th, and Myatt Snyder rounds out your top 10. Cindric led 7 times for 151 laps. He gets 1 playoff point. Oh, they do have playoff points for Ty Gibbs. Interesting. But he's not listed in the playoffs, so I'm confused here. Maybe not. And A.J. Allmendinger does get the other playoff point because he won stage one. Margin of victory, 0.759 seconds. 112.6 mile an hour is your average speed. Race took 2 hours, 39 minutes. In 48 seconds, We'll be heading to Martinsville this weekend, along with everybody else. Does that still pretty much wrap up everything heading into Phoenix the week later? I'll double-check the schedule for you, but the race is a couple hours for me, so I'm not taking any chances with the Rona. There were 10 cautions for 46 laps, a competition caution, and two stage conclusions for a total of 14 laps. So 32 laps were, and 7 cautions were for incidents on the track. 20 lead changes among 6 drivers. Your leaders were Cindric, Hemric, Ty Gibbs. Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric, Ty Gibbs, A.J. Allmendinger, Noah Gragson, and Maya Snyder. 4 of those 6 are in the playoffs. All righty, as we move into the round of 4, Austin Cindric leads the points. Looks A.J. Allmendinger is 2nd, Justin Allgaier 3rd, Daniel Hemric 4th, Justin Haley 5th, Noah Gragson 6th, Brandon Jones, 7th, and Harrison Burton is 8th. So as we look at going into Martinsville for, I guess, round 3 of the round of 8 to see who makes it to the top 4. Right now it's pretty tight between Hemric and Justin Haley. We're looking at 7 points there. And actually, Justin Allgaier is 38 back. So there's a 11-point swing between 3rd and 5th. So any one of those guys could either make it in or get eliminated. Noah Gragson, 64 back in 6th. Jones and 80 back in 7th. Harrison Burton, 91 back in 8th. Look for at least those 3 are definitely eliminated. Now, that being said, whoever wins locks in, but there's not enough races to do that. Well, there is, but for one person, and everybody else will be. If whoever one of those bottom 4 win and they lock in, then the top 4 will move down 1. Which makes it interesting because somebody will win the race, but it'll be interesting to see what that happens. Anyway, let's talk to our race winner, Ty Gibbs. He had to do a few press conferences today, or on Saturday.
All right. Joining us now, Ty Gibbs. Driver of the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota, today's race winner. 4th Xfinity race of the season. Get in the seat, Justin.
This thing is high.
Ty, go ahead and talk about 4th win of the season. Go ahead and talk about it today.
Yeah, you know, this is it's a true pleasure, you know, always to, you know, end up victory lane. You know, I wouldn't be here without, you know, all my guys, and, you know, all glory to, you know, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this is just a wonderful deal, and I want to thank, you know, everybody that came and watched, and it's just awesome. Lost for words still, and cold.
We'll go ahead and open it up. We have some mics out here. State your name and your affiliation. We'll get started with Randy.
Didn't we just see you here a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Today you've got this win, and tonight's going to be another celebration with the ARCA Championship. Just kind of talk about what this day means to you.
It's a true pleasure. You know, like I said before, you know, last time we were doubleheader, I won the Xfinity race. So, you know, to have 4, you know, my rookie year, I would never have thought of this at all. And It's just, you know, it's mind blowing. You know, I'm super, you know, super thankful and super, you know, super blessed. And it's a true pleasure. Yeah, you know, hopefully 8-4 cars don't show up and we get wrecked. So I think with qualifying point, we're okay now. So, yep.
All right, let's go to Jerry and then we'll go to Chris.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. I was listening to your radio, and when you got the speeding penalty, you were incredibly calm. And you're like
James Bond.
Like, dude, I'm
call me 007, no time to die.
Like, you're kidding me. And then you go, we're on the same page. So how did you manage to pull off? Because I know how emotional that had to be, to, you know, working your way through the field and then get that penalty.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I had my hit and miss with being very frustrated at everybody's scene. And, you know, it's a learning experience for me. And, you know, I feel like I'm very competitive and I really want to win. So, you know, I put it all into it. And, you know, when I miss and, you know, strike out like that, it makes me very frustrated. But, you know, just trying to learn how to, you know, handle myself the right way, like, you know, a gentleman should. And, you know, I got to be like James Bond. Just calm and cool.
Yeah, right. ChrisKnightGetchments.com. Tyra, in your post-race interview, you were talking about passing and how you've been able to perfect it pretty much. And as a rookie, it's been hard to pass with these Xfinity Series cars, especially with the side drafting, but you seem to have mastered it. How would you describe of how did you learn to do it so fast, and what tools have you utilized to learn how to pass that Xfinity
Series? Yeah, no, I think all that just comes down to experience, you know, just kind of getting a feel for these cars. You know, these things move around more than anything I've ever drove before, so just kind of getting experience on it and making sure, you know, I'm you know, working during the week and being really disciplined at it, learning, studying.
All right, we'll go right here in the middle.
Dale McFadden with FrontRace.com. Ty, with your win today and John Hunter Nemechek's win last week, the 54 teams having an impact on the championship run and people who are trying to get to that Final Four, what does it mean from your perspective to, even though you're not yourself going for driver championship, to have an impact on the championship with your success?
Can you repeat that? I can't really hear you.
With you and John Hunter Nemechek winning last week, your wins, your team's having an impact on the championship, the driver's championship. So what does it mean for you to be able to having some sort of say in how the playoffs are unfolding, even though you're not yourself?
Yeah, for sure. And I really don't care about who wins. I mean, hopefully I'm one of my teammates, but, you know, we're running for an owner's championship in the 54. So, you know, it's good to always get in there and win. I feel like, you know, hopefully every time we should. You know, there's times where I should race my teammates better, and I'm learning from that, and I'm moving on from it. But today I feel like we had a good day, and, you know, it sucks that Harrison got, I don't know what happened, got wrecked or was involved with something on the front stretch. But, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make sure we're getting, you know, our JGR, all our rest of our teammate cars in the championship.
Go to Harry.
Hi, it's Harry Loomis, Griffin Media. Ty, you were really close with Austin at a couple points in stage two, but couldn't get around him. And then about second or third lap on that last run, you're able to get by. Was that a matter of just short run versus long run car, or?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we had a little bit of a long run car. Sorry, I feel like there's definitely areas where I need to improve as a driver on short run stuff. You know, you're more used to running on old tires, and, you know, on a longer run, you're sliding around more, so you get more time on that than you do on new tires. And I feel like that's time, you know, places where I feel like I've got, you know, beat like I did today there. Luckily, you know, I could get by him. I feel like, you know, like Charlotte, you know, when we passed, I basically spun Briscoe out, but, you know, I feel like, you know, we were really good there on long run, and, you know, like the same thing, they were a pretty good short run car, and it just, you know, comes down to passing them and, you know, making sure you're doing your right things and hitting your right marks.
Scott Traylor, RacingBoys.tv. When you saw the race, were you going to run ARCA and run the Xfinity Series here at Kansas Speedway, did you think to yourself that there's an opportunity for me to go in there and double dip in one day? Have you thought about it previously leading up to this day?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've thought about it, but, you know, it's two separate races, and that's how I handle it. You know, our races. And, you know, I just go in there and try to win them both. I feel like that's my goal. And, you know, luckily I just have to start, I think, the ARCA race to win a championship, so I can just hammer on from out, you know, hammer down for the rest of the deal, yeah. And so hopefully, you know, that goes well too.
We take two more, and then we got to get Ty on his way for the race tonight.
Sterling Price with KCOU Sports. Ty, you've gotten obviously a lot of starts in the Xfinity Series this season, getting to race alongside several different drivers with various experience levels. What's it been like to battle with some of the top drivers in the series, like Austin Cindric, AJ Allmendinger, the list goes on from there, and to beat them on an occasional basis?
You know, it's super cool. You know, I got to, you know, growing up watching, you know, AJ Allmendinger, you know, Wynn Watkins gone a long time ago, and, you know, stuff like that, watching him when I was a kid. So it's cool to come out there and beat him. But I feel like, you know, that wears off really quickly because, you know, then you're out there wanting to race and win. So, you know, it's super cool. I'm very thankful, like I said before, and it's all a pleasure to, you know, go out there and run with these guys.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that. One more. I just got this sent to me. Josh Berry would have to win the four remaining stages and the two races in order to tie you, and you have the tiebreaker, so you basically have clinched the Rookie of the Year for Xfinity.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I feel like Rookie of the Year, I really wasn't going for it, but, you know, it's cool to have that on the resume, and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, get it done. And it's been, you know, like I said, very thankful, and it's just, like, awesome year.
All right, very good. Congrats, thanks. Ty. Thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you.
Yes.
There you have Ty Gibbs winning the ARCA race. Alrighty, now for the main event of the weekend, the Cup Series. Who is going to lock in and who's going to have to go in by points? It all depends. All depends. Here we go. All righty. Kyle Larson already locked in, winning last week. So who gets in this week? Starting from the pole, leading in the points, and leading nine times for 130 of the 267 laps run in the 21st annual Hollywood Casino 400. Driver of the number five, Kyle Larson, go figure. Chase Elliott came in second, Kevin Harvick third, fourth, Kurt Busch, fifth, Denny Hamlin. William Byron is sixth. Seventh, Martin Truex Jr. Eighth, Christopher Bell. Ninth, Joey Logano, and rounding out your top ten, Austin Dillon. So it looks like another kick-ass day for Kyle Larson. He also took stage one and gave him six of the seven bonus playoff points. William Byron, who came in sixth, won stage two, so that gives him one. So there's your playoff points right there. Average speed, 130.7 miles an hour. Margin of victory, not even close, 3.619 seconds. The race took 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 49 seconds. There were seven cautions for 33 laps. First one on lap 11, red flag for weather, 15 minutes and 46 seconds. So that really don't count under caution. It's a caution, but there's no laps for it. From lap 11 to lap 15, I guess five laps for that. They credit it with that. I guess the five laps on the yellow before they threw the red. Stage one, five laps. And stage two, six laps. 11 laps can be just wiped off for stage conclusions. 23 lead changes amongst eight drivers. Of course, like I said, Kyle Larson leading nine times for 130 laps, and the next double-digit lap, the first double-digit lap leader is William Byron, five times for 57. Chase Elliott, three times for 42, and Joey Logano, once for 22. With the win, it's Larson's 15th victory in 258 Cup Series races. It's his first victory in six top 10 in 15 at Kansas. And it's his ninth victory in 25th top 10 in 2021. So he's got a shot at 10 wins this year, and he's got two races to do it. So, we'll see how this looks. Right now, he's the points leader. He's won both round of eight races. So that leaves Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano, which are the top eight. With a shot at locking in the final round. But who's going to do it, or is Kyle Larson going to get his 10th win? And sweep that round and just leave it. And then in which case, it would be Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Busch in the final four, which rules out, eliminates Blaney, Truex, Keselowski, and Logano. Or can Joey Logano or Brad Keselowski sneak a win there and bump Hamlin or bump Kyle? Actually, Kyle Busch is on the bubble, and he's only got 3-point advantage over Ryan Blaney. No, he has a 1-point. Wait a second. 74 and 73. That's 1.93, 73 and 71. And anyway, there's a three-point gap between sixth and fourth. So, and Keselowski, he's not too far back either. He's 14 back. So, any one of them is doable, but a win locks you in and everybody else goes down. So let's hear from our winner. Our winning team, of course, Cliff Daniels and Hendrick Motorsports General Manager. I don't think they left that one in there. They didn't give a name because I know Cliff's the crew chief. He could be both, but that'd be impressive. And
all right, we'll go ahead and get started. Joining us, Cliff Daniels, crew chief of the number 5 HendrickCars.com Chevy, and Jeff Andrews, the Hendrick Motorsports General Manager. And we'll go ahead and open it up for questions from the media. Start with Gary in the back.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. Safe to say life is very good for the 5 team right now. Your thoughts coming out of here? I mean, you've kind of forced everybody else to compete and to race. You can't, only one more can win in. So what does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, it's certainly a very fortunate day for our team. In the middle of the race, I didn't know that we were going to be standing here right now. But very proud of our team. Thankful to Mr. H and Miss Linda back at home. Definitely thinking about them. What this means for us moving forward, really, I said it last week, I'll say it again, there's a cadence to how our whole team prepares, Everybody is bought in. Everybody believes in it. So if I went to them tomorrow and said, hey, we're going to ignore Martinsville and focus on Phoenix, they're just not going to listen to me. So we're going to stay focused on our path and what it's going to take to prepare to go to Martinsville. Of course, we have our eyes on Phoenix. We're going to prepare like we should to go there, but we've just got to keep going. Yeah, for sure. And I think hopefully the team that can get a good benefit out of that is the nine right now, because if I'm not mistaken, they're 30-plus points to the good. Martinsville is an amazing track for them, so I would imagine they're going to be the favorite to win Martinsville, and hopefully both of our teams can go into Phoenix with some good momentum.
All right, we'll go to Bob.
Bob Ponker, Fox Sports. Jeff, you know, it's been 17 years, and I'm curious, what do you try to – there's a lot of people at Hendrick who never knew Ricky, never knew Randy. What do you try to tell them about the people you lost 17 years ago?
I think, Bob, it's you know, the legacy of so many great pillars of our company. Randy was just, you know, one of the pioneers of Hendrick Motorsports and one of Mr. Hendrick's, you know, very first employees. And so much of that company was built around him. And then, you know, knowing Ricky and knowing where he was headed in our company and plans for, you know, what Mr. Hendrick and Mrs. Hendrick had planned for him in our company. You know, we'll always hate that we never get that opportunity to see that. But you know, on days like today, you just have to stop for a few minutes and kind of take it all in and realize, you know, what's important. And as Cliff said, we're certainly have the Hendrick family and Mr. and Mrs. Hendrick in our thoughts today. Special win, special obviously getting that paint scheme to Victory Lane here in Kansas. Got to be a special day for them and really the families of all those that we lost 17 years ago today.
Go over to Harry.
Harry Lee.
Let's see if we can find our race winner.
Yeah, I hadn't planned on running Lakeside all year long.
Are you able to translate driving your sprint car and take that into the stock car? I know they're completely different, but you seem to be able to have that touch.
Well, I do it more than anybody. So, you know, it didn't come that naturally. Maybe in the beginning, but as often as I do it, it does end up becoming natural. And yeah, I mean, I think I learn things in every race that I can put forward to any race and any race car that I run. So, for sure, the dirt stuff helps pavement stuff. Pavement stuff helps dirt stuff. It all, to me, it's just another race car.
Go to Jenna and Jerry, then back to Bob.
Hey, I think I heard you say you want to have one of the top five seasons.
Okay. I don't know if it's top five, but it's.
Yeah, my question was going to be, like, what are some seasons that stand out to you?
I think obviously Jimmy and Jeff.
The year they went back and forth.
Any of Dale Sr.'s, you know, seasons, I don't really know off of the top of my head. I know he's had 7 championships, so somewhere in there I'm sure he's won a ton of races also and had great finishes, you know, each and every weekend. But I guess maybe that'd be a question for the statisticians out there in this room, the Bob Pockerses in the back there to rank it. But yeah, I mean, I just really want to win a championship and then see where it stacks up.
So, at this stage, how do you feel if you don't win a championship this year?
I don't know. I've tried not to think about it, and I think the more wins you get, hopefully we're winning the championship at Phoenix. But I feel like the more wins that we've gotten will make that feeling, if I happen to not win, make it easier to swallow, I think, just because it has been a great year, and it, you know, it comes down to one race there at Phoenix, and you know, it's a different style track than we've been winning on. So, but I don't know. Like I said, I try not to think about it. We'll see how the feeling is. Hopefully, we're celebrating after Phoenix, and I don't have to you know, accept the fact that we didn't win a championship. But either way, yes, it's been a good season, but I want to cap it off with, you know, what we all want.
There you have Kyle Larson, a dude who's was able to dig him out. All righty. This weekend we go to Martinsville. All three series. Saturday at 1 will be the Camping World Truck Series for the United Rentals 200. 6 o'clock. Yes, they have lights at Martinsville. It will be dark at the end of the Xfinity race for the Dead On Tools 250. As all three series wrap up their round before the final round. And Xfinity 500 Cup Series race on Sunday at 2. Trucks will be on Fox Sports 1. Xfinity Series will be on NBC Sportsnet. And Sunday, the Cup Series will be on regular NBC. So I'm sure the local affiliate in the area, WSLS 10, will be covering that race as well. So we'll get plenty of stuff on the local news over there. I'm sure WVVA in West Virginia, which is the other side of me in Bluefield, will be down there too. It is an NBC network event, so they'll be getting some good video. Also this weekend, out in Las Vegas, is the NHRA Dodge SRT Nationals. So we'll have NHRA. This is the last event before their final event. So we'll see who either locks in or takes a lead. It's going to be close. And we'll see who gets what where. All righty. And you can find all that. Let me check their TV schedule. Probably on Fox Sports 1. Check local listings now. What? Here we go. This isn't qualifying the final Sunday. There we go. Final eliminations, the 31st. Halloween's on a Sunday on Fox Sports 1. And, of course, they'll have it at 11. They'll re-air it at 11. And then that's all that matters. Anyway, so you can catch that Sunday at 5 on Fox Sports 1. And it'll be up against the Cup race because I have to do the picture thing. Actually, no, I won't be available. I will be taping They Still Live. So that's our show for this week. I'm your host, Vinny B. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.